The thing about Peter Millar is that it's casual and sophisticated.
I was just saying this. So the other day I was thinking, like, hey, I wanted a shirt. And I was like, Peter Millar. That seems
I need a shirt that's casual.
I called up.
But sophisticated.
Right. And so I says to this guy, yeah, let me call up my friend Pete. Peter Millar.
First name basis.
Mm-hmm.
Did he think you meant all business, Pete?
Shh, we're talking. So he says to me that I says, hey, Peter.
Yeah?
You got any shirts that are finished with a contrast interior collar and rib knit cuffs and hem? Because I would like to have that quarter zip.
Yeah, what did he say back?
He said back, actually, big cat, I got just the quarter zip for you. It's easy to take care of and it's perfect for sweater weather.
Did he tell you to layer it?
Yeah, well, he Pete's said tailgating, traveling, lounging, layer one of their Crown Soft sweaters. That's what he said. Yeah. It was weird they said there.
Yeah,
it's like, he's like, dude, it's yours.
It's yours. Right. Stop being humble.
So,
throw on a polo, layer it with a quarter zip, sports shirt for like a more dressy look.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Pete, say no more. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
And then
why do you say it like that?
Pete, wait, shh, 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 shh. And then Pete was like, yeah. Come on over, grab yourself one of the Crown Soft quarters.
I have a fucking goatee, all right?
All right, fine, let's start the rundown. What do we got? First ad.
Layer one of their Crown Soft sweaters over a polo or sport shirt.
You have to start from the top.
The rundown is presented by Peter Millar.
What?
Casual and sophisticated.
What the
Their Crown Soft quarter zips are made from an exceptionally soft, lightweight blend of Prima cotton, silk, and cashmere. A hint of performance yarn works to reduce wrinkles and maintain shape.
What's your shape that you're trying to maintain?
Finished. All right. The Peter Millar
What's the saying? 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag?
Easy to take care of and is perfect for sweater weather, tailgating, traveling, or lounging. Layer one of their sweaters over a polo or sports shirt for a more dressed-up look. Shop Peter Millar today and grab yourself one of their Crown Soft quarter zips today. That's Peter Millar. Okay.
I wore this exact same outfit the last time I was on the rundown.
You wear this 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Ooh.
Oh,
oof,
you got a very dirty big dog shirt on.
Oof. Dirty?
Well, I mean, there's hair all over that shirt. Just tell him there's hair. Is this goatee hair?
It's goatee hair.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Frank.
It's Frank.
All right, so NFL Fucking this weekend, Frank. Tom Brady ends Drew Brees' career. Drew Brees is, in fact, well, we think he's going to be done. He hasn't announced
it yet.
He should be. He's done. Whether he retires or not, he's done. But Tom Brady marching on to face Aaron Rodgers. He was done a year ago?
2 years ago?
Year and a half ago?
For the last 2 years.
You've been saying it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say that?
I mean, he was still getting the ball to Michael Thomas.
Didn't yesterday at all. Didn't do shit.
Can't get ready for this. Can guard Mike.
Oh, boy.
Do you guys have a problem with the fact that Tom Brady's not an asshole?
It's pretty crazy how he's doing this at 43.
He's doing this at 43, but the video afterwards where he's throwing the ball to Brees' kid.
I mean, that was actually kind of an asshole move because Drew Brees can't make that throw.
Can't make that throw at all.
That's the
truth.
You think
that's why the kids were excited? Yes. Quarterback?
Like, I saw that throw. I was like, damn, Drew Brees can't make that.
It was only a 5-yard fade.
You want to play catch with your dad? Too bad. Yeah. He eats strawberries and eggplants.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What did you think of the quality of football this weekend?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
But the games weren't great, but the quality was
I thought
okay.
The Saints-Bucks was a fun-to-watch game. The Chiefs-Browns got fun because Mahomes got hurt and the Browns had a chance.
Chad Henne.
But if Mahomes is hurt going forward, I mean, this is...
He's not.
Think he's going to be fine?
Dude, do you see what they're doing? They're saying that he wasn't even concussed, that he hit it was like a nerve in his neck, that he was just a little woozy.
Okay, so he's going out there on Sunday.
The spin zone has been activated. It was activated. He probably didn't even have to do concussion protocol. He's going to play.
He skipped concussion protocol? Just went right around it?
Yes.
I kind of like that. The concussion protocol guy's there, and he's waiting to look in his eyes, and Andy Reid just walks him around.
No, it's seriously what's happened. So, like, Jay Glazer reported that it was he got, like, choked out or something.
So the Bills?
Yeah, no, it's why the NFL's really the best. Like, do you think Roger Goodell's going to let the AFC Championship game happen without Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Get serious.
He's got bunked on the head.
He got bunked.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to football.
It's like hitting your head on a fucking, on the ceiling.
Michelangelo put the sound effect
and
in.
Bonk, bonk.
Well, you made it with your mouth.
Well, that's a placeholder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the Bills.
Dude doesn't know shit about post.
Bills Mafia is back in the AFC Championship game. They will play the team that they will play, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills look, their defense look fantastic.
Very good.
And their offense not so great. I feel like the Bills haven't really played all that well in the playoffs yet, and they're playing for the AFC Championship. What?
Steal my takes?
That's a very, if you watch the game, that's a very obvious take to have.
I think you steal my, I mean, put the, that down on the note.
How would I steal your take? That's a very obvious take.
No, I agree with you, obviously. I agree with you.
I mean, the Colts had a great game.
No, the Bills have not played their best game in the playoffs yet. That's why I said that it. The Chiefs are very, very good. Everyone gets so fucking sensitive on Twitter about their teams. I get it. Whatever. That's part of the fun of sports. I said simply, going into this AFC Championship game, the Chiefs are, I mean, they're Super Bowl champs. There's, what else can you say about it? Patrick Mahomes like hasn't, he's lost like one game in 2 years.
Right.
But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Bills could win convincingly. Like, people don't, the Bills, if they put together their full A-plus game on defense and offense, they're, I think, the better team.
I'll play devil's advocate here and say, nuh-uh.
Okay.
Wow.
There it goes.
That's a good counterpoint.
Yeah. Next on First Take.
So we have Brady against Rodgers.
Yeah.
We have Mahomes against Josh Allen, who spent much of the year playing himself into the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
And like a little new school, old school kind of thing?
A little bit.
Yeah, I like that.
Pretty cool.
What's the most...
Well, go ahead.
What's your favorite possible super matchup out of the four?
Well, I don't want the Packers in, so...
So you're going to go...
Bills-Bucks?
Bills-Bucks.
But I would like the Packers in if they lost. If you could guarantee me they lost...
Oh, I see. Because you can't get in if you lose.
Right.
You have to win to get in.
Right. But if you said, hey, the Packers win this game, but they guaranteed 100% lose the Super Bowl, I'd sign up
okay,
for that.
Okay, so here, I'm going to give this to you. Bills beat the Packers by 2 touchdowns, or possibly Chiefs just blow them out. You'd rather... I guess either one of them could blow them out, theoretically.
No, but you'd have to guarantee it. Like, are you guaranteeing?
I'm guaranteeing the Packers lose the Super Bowl. Are you going to let them in?
Yes, definitely.
I think the Packers will be in, but I'd rather see Brady versus Mahomes.
Ooh. You're a real storyline guy. You know, the biggest thing with these guys, though, and I noticed this watching this weekend, like, they're such good athletes. To be like a world-class professional athlete, you're probably using something like CBDMD.
Definitely.
And, you know, from tinctures to topicals to bath bombs and even pet products, they got everything. And these guys, it feels like they're recovering well. And
can I weigh in?
Well, the thing is, it's safe and clean.
Right.
1 second.
Right. Wow. Yeah, 1 second. Please. 1 second. Please,
and
please,
like,
please.
You know, I'm like, where can I get a safe and clean tincture?
Right.
Because you know I go fucking crazy for tinctures.
Well... I saw the other day CBDMD.com was running a promo with code RUNDOWN for 25% off. So,
really?
Yep.
How do I spell that?
CBDMD.com, promo code RUNDOWN. And so, the Super Bowl matchup. Come on, we're talking about the Super Bowl matchup. So, you want Mahomes versus
Brady.
Okay.
Tom.
I think breakdown is, these four teams, like, we're going to get an awesome Super Bowl matchup.
And you just ruined it.
It's true.
You just ruined it.
Oh, you think it's going to be Chad Henne versus Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. Yeah,
that
we can
only
hope. That would
be kind of fun to watch, too.
Matt Barkley versus whoever the fuck backs up Tom Brady. Ryan Griffin?
Is it Ryan Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not know
Look
that.
You.
All right, so moving on from football.
You can do the next ad?
Yeah, we actually do.
You don't think
do
you
that.
Did it?
No, we but didn't.
It's
we
the
were talking,
second half of the
I don't
we're
even know
about, we haven't gotten
know
to
what
the
it
second
is.
Half.
No, we were
what
talking
does
about.
That say?
We have a. Do it.
I will do it when we get to the second half of the rundown.
This is the second half of the rundown. Dave always does it after the first topic.
Second half of the rundown brought to you by CBDMD.
What?
As a leader in the CBD
How does
industry.
This keep freaking happening.
CBDMD is committed to providing high quality THC free CBD oil products. Whether you're gunning for a race or an Olympic gold medal.
If he says tinctures,
I'm going to blow.
You need to stay at the top of your game. With so many world-class professional athletes turning to CBDMD, you can be sure you're getting a safe, clean product from tinctures to topicals to bath bombs and even pet
Get
products.
Get out of my head, Walker.
They've got something for everyone.
This fucking guy.
So to make it even easier for you to discover the potential CBD for yourself, CBDMD is offering our listeners 25% off your purchase when you use the promo code RUNDOWN at checkout.
Because it's the same as the take about the Bills.
Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code RUNDOWN for 25% off your order of premium CBD oil products from CBDMD.
I'm begging you to have one original thought. Just one.
I wish we had more ads. I could do this all day. All day.
So, in France, a woman...
Let me get that for you. Thank you.
A woman who was...
Nothing. I just like that you're stroking your goatee.
Okay, there was a woman in France ruled dead in 2017. She's been thought dead for 4 years. Or she's been legally dead, and she's been fighting in the court of law to prove that she's alive, and she hasn't been able to do it yet.
This hard is that to approve? I think she's in very serious debt.
This happened to Jim Caldwell, remember?
How did it happen to Jim Caldwell?
Jim Caldwell, everyone was like, he had to do a press conference being like, I'm not dead, I'm right here. And everyone's like,
yeah, but that
I
seems
think you're
like,
dead, man.
That seems like that solves the problem. Once you do, the, once you say,
no,
I'm
but
here,
he was dead on the inside.
But he's trying to get another job.
I know he should. He's actually the Lions fired like their best coach in the last 30 years. Jim Caldwell, very much alive, far as I know.
I mean, he's interviewing for jobs right now. We know that people are talking to him
again.
People thinking you're dead would be fun for like a week.
I think it'd be fun
for
a
while. You'd be able to kick it.
If everyone just thought you were dead, I think you just, like, it's almost like a free pass to just go away.
Would you read the, like, responses to, like, Barstool Big Cat found dead?
Oh, yeah, no, he'd reply.
Would you read them?
But if they were like, oh, he's dead, yeah, like, confirmed dead. No, but if he was confirmed dead, I might just say okay.
Well, where would you go?
I don't know. Just fucking chill out somewhere. And then... Think about the shock factor 5 years later when you're like, haha.
I think
why didn't
be
you say anything?
Yeah.
I think people would be mad.
Why?
We threw you a funeral. We did all these things.
I don't think you throw a funeral.
Yeah, you don't throw a funeral.
My family throws the best funerals.
No funeral.
Fried chicken and
no
shit.
No funeral. I don't want a funeral.
You're going to have a, it's not your choice. You're dead.
No, but this is a dying man's last wish.
You're saying public record right now you don't want a funeral?
No funeral.
He dies tomorrow. No funeral.
No funeral.
Well, what do we do? Just throw you out? To the ocean?
Nothing, because I'm not dead. See, I've already planted this seed. This is great. This is how The Undertaker had a long career.
Yep.
30 years. Indonesia is a country in...
Nope.
Nisha.
Thank you. And...
It's right above Shinya.
All right. So their priority list...
Below... What's this?
Quad. It's the femur?
Quadrenia. Quad.
What's the muscle? Is that the femur? No, the femur.
The femur's the bone.
Yeah, right?
This is your ass.
It's the longest bone in your body, the femur.
Not mine. Not mine, brother.
Buddy, have you seen his dick?
All right, Indonesia is handing
this
out COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
What's this topic?
I'm trying to get to it.
Oh, okay,
you haven't let me set up a topic yet.
It's about Indonesia.
The priority list for the COVID vaccine on the list is Instagram influencers.
That's number one?
They're on the list with... Frontline workers, with teachers, with doctors, with everybody.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seems like something to talk about. It seems like not really fair.
There's at least a few Instagram influencers.
If you just show your titties for a living, you get to go on the...
Correct. I have no problem with this.
I don't want them to die.
I can think of at least a dozen...
There will be new influencers. There'll be new titties. There's always titties.
There's
never run out of titties.
No.
A dozen...
There's not a titty shortage.
Influencer titties are different.
Yes. A dozen... I can think of, off the top of my head, a dozen... Instagram accounts I follow that I would be heartbroken if they died.
You don't think they get replaced?
Nah, well, you can't.
Titties recycle.
Nah, dude. Nah.
I wonder if it's recycled titties.
Nah.
For real?
No.
Nah.
It's about time, though.
Nah. Nah. This run is
like California.
Terrible.
No, it's not terrible. You just keep talking.
Put a big F right on us right now.
What's wrong with it?
Let's go stamp it like the pizza review. F.
You want to switch chairs?
No, I'm good. This ship is sinking.
A California man lived inside O'Hare Airport for 3 months.
This is good. Okay,
lived inside an O'Hare Airport for 3 months because he was scared to fly because of COVID.
F plus. We're now on an F plus.
It's
a good topic. This is a good topic. That was a fucking hilarious story.
Could you live in O'Hare Airport for 3 months?
Yes. There's actually.
This is the terminal.
Yeah, no, but it's big.
This is the terminal.
It is big.
No, it's not big, terminal. It's a terminal.
No.
The film's
no.
The terminal.
Fuck, he got me there. D minus. No, that was good. That was good. Right. Both Tom Hanks movies, right?
Correct, yes.
O'Hare's big enough that I actually think yes.
3 months?
Yeah, they got some new, like, there's a couple new restaurants at O'Hare that aren't so bad.
All right. Is everything open right now?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten on a fucking plane and...
I would just go into Hudson Books.
Mm-hmm.
Flirt with the
That's
cashier.
Where you would go. You would go to Hudson Books if you had to live and subsist in an O'Hare Airport.
They got the cutest checkout girls.
Is that universal?
Oh, yeah.
I never just do the moving walkway, dude.
I'm like Sully the way I land in those Hudsons. Yeah.
Moving walkway. I could spend at least a day on the moving walkway.
That had to be worth it, see?
Yeah, no, that was good, the Sully Hudson. And also, that was 12 years ago.
That was 12 years ago?
Today, and it's not on your...
Also a Tom Hanks movie.
What? Damn, Hanks is just...
Hanks.
Doing it all.
He's everywhere.
Canadians, according to a study, Canadians are leaving big cities in record numbers. They're getting out of cities, and they're going to rural parts of Canada to live. What... You're judging me by the topic now?
Yeah, I mean, that was set up like...
Canadians are getting out of cities.
That was set up like a fucking Jay Leno joke. So you hear about this? Canadians!
They're our neighbors in Canada.
And what are they doing?
Why do you think they're doing this?
They're leaving big cities in droves. They're leaving.
You can't actually think that was a good topic.
They're leaving in record numbers.
No, you know what? That was anti-humor.
No, that was an anti-humor. Yeah. It's a real discussion.
That was a great topic. Anti-humor topic of the day.
I had to bring it down from the last one.
So Canadians are leaving cities to go to other cities in Canada.
You gave me the topic.
Yeah, I did.
You told me to do it.
Nice. You set him up. Set him up perfectly.
Is that it?
Well, I had a couple more, but I just...
No, give it to us. No, we got to go power through them.
For the record, Brandon said nothing about Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. Wait. We should have the record show. Mm-hmm. Listen to this topic, fights. Go ahead, do it again.
Fights. According to reports, Canadians are leaving cities in record numbers, and they're moving to rural parts of Canada. Isn't that interesting?
Why are they doing
it? See?
Why do you think they're doing it?
I don't know.
Is that ironic?
It was anti-humor topic.
It's a good topic. I want to know why the people are moving. But we thought of that 13 seconds ago. The meese.
Meese. Meese infestation.
Don't judge me, Casey.
What's up, Frank? Moose. Frank confirms. We got a fact checker. Moose.
What about moose?
Too many of them.
There's too many mooses?
Yep.
They want to live near the moose.
Is what I want to go up to the Yukon. What's your favorite Canadian province?
Nova
Manitoba.
Scotia.
I'm a
Nova Scotia guy.
What else?
You really want them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Japan says having the Olympics this year is going to be a final victory over a coronavirus.
No, that's not bad. No, we're supposed to discuss.
You gave me the topics.
I didn't say it was
you
bad.
You told me the topics.
I didn't say it was bad.
What's next? What's next? Give us the next one.
You talk about the finer points. I bring in quips. That's how we work.
It's an old story, but Schefter did, or somebody reported that Deshaun and the Texans are further apart than they've ever been right now.
True.
Didn't he say no to the parade as well?
Yeah, so, he shut down his own parade.
So Deshaun Watson and the Texans look like it might be irreversible at this point.
Where do you think he'll go?
The Miami Dolphins. Mm. They have the draft capital. The Jets, the Dolphins have the capital to get it done. And the Jets are useless. So it's got to be the Dolphins.
There you go. I like that, Brandon.
Frank, Dolphins, Deshaun Watson?
I think it makes sense. I mean, think about it.
Don't give him a microphone or anything.
Give me a dark horse.
Washington football team.
Okay.
It makes sense for the Dolphins and the Texans. First off, you'll get their pick back.
Yeah.
And they'll get Tua. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins will get a quarterback that can win now.
A franchise quarterback.
Franchise quarterback that can win now. I mean, it makes sense for both teams. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean...
We have the draft picks.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me think about it. Makes sense.
Oh, wait. This is the first rundown. How was the chocolate football?
Football was delicious.
Incredible.
Who did you bring that for?
I bought it for everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone. Well, Nick, you lost your right to get to chocolate football.
Yeah, you punished me.
I had some. It was delicious.
Frank, how was it?
It was delicious.
It was delicious and fun.
How many people ate it?
About a handful. About 5-6, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's everybody.
And there's still some left, so if you want to grab a piece.
Where is it?
It's right over here.
Can we get that now?
Look at that.
Chocolate football right here. Try a piece of the chocolate football?
Yeah, we'll try. Can Nick have one? It's the day after.
All right.
Oh, you're getting soft, Frank! You're getting soft!
All right.
Well, he's going to film me on the Brooklyn Bridge.
It pays to steal.
That's right.
So we're just tearing off a piece, right? And then we pass it along?
Yep.
I already have my fill.
Yeah.
Michelangelo, come get some chocolate football. Frankie, come get some. You know you want some, Frankie. Come
it is for everyone. Football. It is literally for everyone.
It's for everyone. Where is everyone?
For everyone. It's a good ass chocolate football.
Get everyone over here.
Lizzie.
Well, I was taking
Lizzie. Lizzie. I'll have a little bit. Fuck it.
Who all's over there?
Fights.
Glenny Balls, come here. Come get some
it's
chocolate
for
football.
Everyone.
Chocolate football.
Come on, Glenn.
Thank you, Frank.
And it's a football.
And let that be a lesson in forgiveness. Thank you.
Do you think, Frank, there's a little? Is there a little worry that you just incentivized stealing?
No. I think he got learned his lesson.
Okay.
He did a day in prison, and now he forgiveness, right?
Yes.
We'll see. Thoughts? Nick can reform. Thoughts?
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Pretty fucking good.
Road,
it's for everybody.
Give me some chocolate football.
Hank.
Has Nick had some?
No.
He did. He just did.
He just had some. Yeah. Frank, let him, though. Frank, let him.
You didn't touch any of this, did you, Frank?
What are you saying?
Everyone touched it.
it's for everyone.
Literally everyone touched it.
I heard a rumor that this was... So yeah,
Smith,
got a little handsy
you fucking
this.
Dog. Come get a piece of chocolate.
Touched it.
Over here, Smith. This is some chocolate football.
Yeah. Come eat some puppy chow, you dog.
It's for everybody.
It's for everyone.
Literally everyone. It's so hard for people to understand how it's for everyone.
Tastes like your hands, Frank.
Oh, man, this is fun. This is a good run.
Over here.
I mean, after that Canadian story, we need
some
something.
COVID football.
This was a fun rundown.
Where's my roommate?
Thank you, Frank.
He in there?
Did anyone else have fun?
I think Dave's in there.
Oh, shit.
Anyone else have fun? Tebow! Chocolate football.
Put your fucking ass over here.
It's for everyone, bro.
For everyone.
Hey, what's his name?
Evan.
Jesus Christ, Brandon. Another producer Brandon doesn't know the name of.
That's part of the chocolate football is when Frank hit the Heisman. It was like,
did he hit the Heisman?
With
hit
it.
The no, you really palmed this thing.
Yeah.
It was like NCAA.
Well, it was in the box when he hit the Heisman.
No, the Heisman is very tough. Wow. Yeah, but, okay.
Unlike Jared Cook last night.
Ooh.
Fuck, man. You're you got the.
All right, we good?
You're right. Like, that was actually how they lost the game.
Did
right.
everybody get a piece?
That fumble was the game was the change in that game. Wouldn't you say?
Well, everybody, yes. Come get a piece of the chocolate football. Why do these people act like they're working?
What are they? Yeah.
Big F, chocolate football. Yeah, Jake, chocolate football. Goddamn Jake.
Jake didn't want any.
He is wearing a suit, a shirt and tie. Vibs.
Frank, the smile on your Ken face Jack. Makes it all worth it. This is what it looks like. It's like feed a.
We're breaking bread.
Yeah, right.
Who are all the people around the corner? I can't
making everyone else happy.
Jeff D. Lowe's not.
That's what Frank
football?
Does.
Gas.
Do you have some now?
Trista, you want some chocolate football?
Breaking bread. What do you mean you're
okay? Put her on the list, Frank.
Put her on the list. Yes, Jeff.
Uh huh.
There you go, Trista.
Get Frank. Take Trista off the list.
That was just. I don't want the whole. You just took a fingernail.
Are you a chocolate football shamer?
You yeah, have a morsel.
That is actually what he. Get to it. That is exactly what he is.
No, Frankie, you can't have seconds.
All right, we good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Oh, no, it's cool. I have.
Okay.
After show.
What was the final grade?
Right down yeah. after show.
What was the final grade?
What?
What was the final grade?
B plus.
We had chocolate
B plus.
Football.
Yeah.
B plus.
No, we're good. We're done.
Yeah, but what? You didn't grade it.
Now it's time for the fucking B after
minus.
Show where things get a little twisted. Say happy Martin Luther King Day.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, there, Brian.
Nah.
Nobody else said it either.
I tweeted my first tweet today.
Did you tweet about it?
I played that David Guetta song.
It's solve right racism.
Okay.
All right, that's the rundown.
I bent my notebook.
Yeah, fuck.
You said, damn. It's okay.
It just kind of looks cooler.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the after show.
After show.
The after show is live.
Time
finally
for the after
got rid
show.
Of that wet blanket, Brandon Walker. Nick, what? What? We're doing the after show. All right, so first on the after show, Canadians are leaving cities in droves.
Now, this is actually interesting.
It actually is.
Quite.
Because it's a, when you look at, like, the geographics of Canada and the population density.
The geographics of, that's just what the article said. You're just quoting the article.
Right.
It's just a, we haven't seen a mass migration like this in centuries.
What is, where are they moving to? They're just moving, they're kind of refinding nature?
Frickin' Alberta.
Alberta. Classic Alberta.
That's the only other place I know. The Yukon Territory.
Edmonton.
That's a city. That's a big city.
All right, well, let's finish the show. First person who can't name a Canadian city.
Okay.
Toronto.
Quebec.
Montreal.
Winnipeg.
Vancouver.
Fuck!
Got him. Whoa! Stop! Stop!
Niagara Falls.
The Canadian side or the New York side?
Give me Canadian side.
Okay. Whew, you almost got there. Calgary.
Fuck, Hank. What's the... Halifax.
Winnipeg.
Fuck!
I'm running out of teams. Fuck.
Brandon, give me a Canadian city.
Calgary.
And he's lost. He lost. The game's over. You lost.
Vancouver.
Yeah, you lost.
How did I lose?
He's literally picking all the cities I already picked.
Ottawa.
Oh, fuck. We didn't say Ottawa. Ottawa.
Thunder Bay. Patrick Sharp.
That's a bay.
No, but it's a town. Thunder Bay.
Saskatoon.
I was just about to say it. Just took it, stole mine. Do you have another one in the chamber?
I'm working on it. Winnipeg.
I already said it.
I ordered kebabs.
I thought I ordered Popeyes. It went over there. It's not here yet.
Fuck. Hold on. Oh, wait, what about Newfoundland or whatever the fuck it's called? Is that a place? That's a place. I won.